This is Alfred Beauvais, Editor-in-Chief of AXL. AXL is the American College of Cardiology Extended Learning Series, featuring conversations in cardiology with the scientists who conduct research in our field and the clinicians who are translating that research into clinical practice. You are about to hear an interview from our latest issue. As an AXL subscriber, you will receive 24 new interviews each month. Plus, depending on your subscription level, we'll have access to hundreds of interviews in our digital library. With AXL, you can stream or download your content for convenient offline access on your mobile device, and each interview qualifies for CME credit and MOC self-assessment points. For more information, visit acc.org/ACCEL.
Listen now to a talk Fred Beauvais had with Dr. Freek Verhoet, professor of cardiology at the University of Amsterdam in the Netherlands. They discuss the science and magic of decision-making, the Hogwarts approach to ischemic heart disease.
Freek, welcome to AXL.
Thank you.
Go ahead and tell us a little bit about your perceptions of this.
The issue is in patients who have anticoagulation for AFib when they need a PCI, then they are also eligible for antiplatelet drugs after the PCI to prevent stent thrombosis, to take care of the stent. And the combination of anticoagulation and antiplatelet therapy, each clinician knows, is terrible. A lot of bleeding. And how can we deal with that? If you look at the cocktail of what we call triple therapy, anticoagulant, clopidogrel, and aspirin, what is the component of the bleeding? Which drug is responsible for that massive increase in bleeding? Of course, the anticoagulant, because anticoagulants are correlated with bleeding. Is it the clopidogrel or is it the aspirin? And we did a trial in the Netherlands and Belgium where we dropped aspirin from this cocktail to see whether we can reduce bleeding, and the reduction was dramatic. So aspirin is a strong contributor to bleeding in this specific situation in the elderly patients with AFib getting a stent. So aspirin is a big contributor. But can we drop aspirin safely? Can we do away with aspirin without increasing the risk of stent thrombosis, of MI, or even ischemic stroke? And in the first study we did, there was no excess problem, but it was a small study. And then they have done now two more studies in the field where aspirin was omitted. But at the same token, those studies also evaluated the NOACs versus warfarin, with or without aspirin. And again, and now we have about 10,000 patients in which aspirin was discontinued, 5,000 where it was continued and 5,000 were discontinued, that you can drop aspirin safely in that condition. And at the same token, and NOAC worked also very well in the situation in that there were no more strokes in patients with AFib undergoing PCI in comparison to warfarin. So we have gone from triple therapy to dual therapy. And the dual therapy, I think, should be NOAC. If it is affordable, if it's feasible, because NOACs have the big disadvantage that when kidney function goes down, the dose should be diminished, and if the kidney function is very poor, there can be no NOACs. You should go back to VKA. So there are several questions left. And again, are we confident that we can drop aspirin? And I think we have to be careful. You need 15,000 patients to show non-inferiority of dropping aspirin versus continuing aspirin. And we have those data, I think, within a year, with the Augustus trial where apixaban is tested in this condition. And there's another study running with edoxaban. So all the NOACs are tested or have been tested in this specific situation of PCI in AFib. So when you look at the guidelines say that the triple therapy cocktail should be given for 30 days at the most. The European guidelines are a little bit more progressive. They say only in patients with a high ischemic risk of stent thrombosis. If there's a high bleeding risk, you may drop aspirin straight away. The American guidelines are a little bit older in that field. So the triple therapy, 30 days at the maximum, or even 0 days. Depends on the bleeding risk. Then dual therapy, anticoagulation with the remaining antiplatelet, the P2Y12 blocker, mainly clopidogrel, because it is the safer P2Y12 blocker, for a maximum of a year. Because a year after PCI in AFib, all antiplatelet drugs should be stopped. And there are the American and European guidelines concordant. Only exception in patients with extremely high risk of ischemia, so triple vessel disease patients, main stem stenting, you may consider to continue. Because if you continue antiplatelet drugs in conjunction with anticoagulants, the bleeding is still very high, even with a single antiplatelet drug. I think single therapy is only actual at a year after the PCI. That is my vision. And I think it is concordant with most of the guidelines we have now.
So we've come down from 3 to 2. And you're suggesting that if we wait a year and everything's going okay, we could just go back to NOAC, for example, as an anticoagulant, or warfarin.
Warfarin alone is also, yeah, we know that from the old studies, like your president Eisenhower, after MI, is effective in coronary disease because warfarin and NOACs too are indirect, I should say, platelet inhibitors because they block the formation of thrombin or, in case of the dabigatran, block the activity of thrombin. And thrombin, the molecule of thrombin, is the strongest platelet stimulus we know, much more than collagen or whatever. So a little thrombin around, then you can do with an anticoagulant alone. Not in the early phase after PCI with a lot of platelet activation or after ACS, but a year after ACS or with or without PCI, everything has been quiet. And then you can just anticoagulate patients for their AFib, because that's very important for stroke prevention.
I'm thinking in terms of what you visualize is going on in the coronary. So you put the patient on triple therapy for a month. You go to dual therapy for a year. And what's your perceptions of what heals up? Is it the endothelium is restored so that you can go to a single therapy at that point?
Very likely. The endothelium, even nowadays with most modern stents, they are so safe with regard to stent thrombosis. The endothelialization is complete even maybe in 30 days. But post-ACS is, of course, more than the stent. It's also a very sick coronary system, which has to be passivated by statins, high-dose statins, and maybe now with the PCSK9 drugs. But in the end, the whole coronary artery becomes quiescent. And then you can do away with antiplatelet therapies, provided you have an anticoagulant on board. And the anticoagulants for the AFib, but probably also for the coronaries. So I'm confident that also the NOACs, although they have not been tested a year beyond PCI and AFib, that they have the same protective efficacy as warfarin.
Well, this would be welcome for the patients because taking one pill a day is a lot nicer than three, and not having the high risk of bleeding is much more reassuring for the patient. So it sounds to me we're heading that way. 3 drugs, 2 drugs, and then 1 drug and leave them that way, which would be very nice. Well, anyway, thanks for being here at Axel. I think your insights are very important for the patient who has to deal with these medications. And we'll watch for the data that's coming from the trials in the next couple of years. So thanks again.
It was a pleasure.
This is Alfred Beauvais, Editor-in-Chief of Axel, and you've been listening to an interview from our recent issue. For more information on how to subscribe to Axel and receive additional interviews published each month, go to acc.org/accel.